I'm Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The music of Appalachia is a mixture of styles, influences, and origins. Appalachian people themselves have diverse roots, so it makes sense that the songs they sing and the tunes they play are no different. In the North Carolina mountains, the Cherokee people are the community who has lived here the longest, many thousands of years longer than the people of European and African descent, who began to settle in the region in the 18th century. Those European American settlers were themselves descended from several different national and ethnic groups, especially from immigrants who had come to America from the British Isles and Germany. The white settlers brought with them centuries-old traditions of balladry and instrumental music. Over time, their music absorbed elements of African American and Native American traditions and became what's known today as old-time Appalachian music. In 1916, British folk song scholar Cecil Sharp traveled to the North Carolina mountains, having learned that ancient ballads of the British Isles survived among the descendants of English and Scottish settlers in Appalachia. He'd only been in North Carolina for 2 months when he wrote, "Indeed, this field is a far more fertile one upon which to collect English folk songs than England itself." He found that many songs he knew from the ballad traditions of Scotland and England had survived almost unchanged in Appalachia, or had evolved into beautifully altered but still recognizable versions of their overseas counterparts. Many of the tunes that we think of here as classic mountain music are inherited directly from Scottish and Irish musical traditions. Here's one of those tunes. In Appalachia, it usually goes by the name Hoplite Ladies. And did you ever see The Devil, Uncle Joe? It's played here by North Carolina's Red Fox Chasers in 1928. And here's the same tune under the name Ms. McLeod's Reel, played in 1919 by the renowned Irish-American Ilian Piper, Patrick Toohey. Mountain music continues to grow and change all the time. Today's immigrants from all over the world, especially Latin America and even Southeast Asia, have come to call the North Carolina mountains home. We can't wait to hear the mountain music of the future.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.